Welcome, everybody, to our daily podcast from Christian Center Shreveport. Pastor Tim Karskat speaking to you again today, what I feel the Lord is saying. And we're going to talk about today about what the next season looks like. We'll play a little interview with Chuck Pierce, what God is speaking to him for this next level of authority. So let's listen in, prepare for this next season.
מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא בואכם לשלום מלכי השלום מלכי עליון ממלך מלכי המלכים
your shalom, your peace to be upon us each and every day. So glad you joined us today again as we do these daily podcasts. We love being with you. Today is 22nd, 9/22/22. The doors that God opens, no man can shut. Let's believe for that as we go into this next season that God is going to open those doors accordingly. I'm reporting again. I hate to use that word reporting. I'm recording from Washington, D.C. here. I apologize for the quality of the audio. I'm recording on my computer and just like in a lot of noise around us here, so I'm limited as far as the quality. I should be back doing my studio in the days ahead, but we are just having a good time here in the city, praying over the city, praying over what God is doing governmentally right now. And I'm so thankful that God is releasing his authority to his ecclesia in this hour. And I believe that's where we're headed. Chuck Pierce did a recent interview with Dutch Sheets on his Giving 15. I know some of you have heard it, but I just want to play a clip out of that, which I think kind of lays out the groundwork of where we are for what is coming. Chuck has been given revelation for the 10 years, 2020 through 2030, and it is a season of war, he said. And obviously, he prophesied that long before it came along. This is not, he didn't wait till 2020 to prophesy that. And of course, the Ukraine war, and it's heating up in the Middle East, other places where we're seeing that in the natural. He saw it both in the natural and in the spirit. And he talks a little bit about that in this interview. So let me, it's just a few minutes. Let me play that and we'll build on it for the rest of the podcast. All right, let's listen in to our friend, Chuck Pierce. See, he was on Dutch Sheets, Giving 15.
Into an apostolic watchman ministry, I believe, Dutch. I believe we're watching after the words that have been spoken through the years. I believe we are interceding. See, a watchman is a prophet that intercedes. And I really believe that we have come to a new apostolic realm, which means we have a new level of authority. See, it's not a hierarchical thing. It is a thing where our gifts are functioning at a greater level now. And I believe we're on the verge of seeing a nation come into an awakening of what's really been over this nation. And you have been such a leader in that. And we're headed into a year that is so, so important for us to understand. We're in a season where the voice is very important. I remember when we used to pray versus now that we decree and declare. And when we decree a thing, it begins to happen. And I believe that comes with authority. And I believe that is a picture. The whole season, this whole historical era we're in right now, which shifted in 2019 in September at Rosh Hashanah. And of course, all of you remember March 2020 when God pulled us all aside and said, wait a minute, I've got to have this divine pause to get my people moving in a new way. And I believe we are now moving in a new way. And I thank God for a ministry like yours that keeps us doing that. But this year ahead is going to be our supernatural year, I believe, that we have come into. When I start looking at the year ahead, when I start looking at it from Scripture, when I start looking at it from the timing of the Word, we need to all know we are coming into a supernatural confrontation. We don't need to be thinking humanistically, and humanistic religion can wear you down. We need to know that we are coming. It's not going to really be about right versus left, or male versus female, or culture versus race. It's really going to be about kingdom versus kingdom. And this will become a very supernatural dimension. So we're going to have to ask the Lord for a new level of baptism of His Spirit so we can see beyond and maneuver with His angelic help as we go into this war ahead. See, this whole era of 10 years is about war. And you'll remember, I've written several books when God showed me in 1986 where we would be in 2026. I consider this year a key transitional year for us in the spirit realm. And that becomes important. And with that, I do see when it goes into kingdom versus kingdom, it becomes government versus government and the ruling demons behind those governments are the ruling force of the Spirit of God behind the government. And really, that summarizes what we're talking about, how the government of God has matured. And we now have a backing of angelic hosts. When we were together last, I saw how God was circling this nation with those angelic hosts. And we can talk about that. But it's a year of divine recovery. When you look at it in Hebrew, this year is about divine recovery, and it's about a troop rising up together. We're coming into a new unity in the body of Christ, understanding each other's gifts, rising up together, and we must understand how to open up new fortune, recover fortunes that have been taken from us, and open up new supply lines.
Now, I could go on. You can go watch the whole interview on Giving 15, but or listen to it or read it. And I hope they don't mind me playing a little bit of that. I just felt it was very appropriate where we are. What I liked, what Apostle Chuck said there was, this is a year of divine recovery. And we have lost so much in these last 2.5 years. We've lost rights. We've lost wealth. We've lost so many different things in the world and in the kingdom as well. And God is promising us through the prophetic words that God is going to restore. It's going to be a year of recovery. I like the word recovery better than restore, because it's a whole thing about it was taken and it can be taken back by the Lord. I love His point about us being apostolic watchmen, watching over the words that we are called to pray over. That's our ministry. We dig, we remember, we replay old words. No, they're not old, but they are unfulfilled words. And we watch over them until they come to pass. And you're part of that. Each and every one of you. That's why you listen to podcasts like this or other people like us who are just pressing into what God is saying for this awakening. Now, Chuck brought a great warning there. And this is my following Chuck through all the years and working with him, is that you got to read, not between the lines, but you got to read what he's saying. He tries not to put a lot of fear in the body of Christ when he sees stuff. And he's very cautious of that, of not wanting to sow fear. And I talked about that yesterday on the podcast, about some of these prophetic words that are out there sow fear. And when he said that it's going to be, you know, kingdom against kingdom and government against government, I know exactly what he means. He's talking about wars. natural wars as well as spiritual wars. I believe, like he does, I think, that natural wars are a manifestation of a spiritual war. The entities in Ukraine and Russia right now, the principalities and powers, are at work over there. And, you know, good against evil, righteousness against unrighteousness, it's all part of the battle. And we sometimes think that it's just a natural war of two countries that hate each other or don't like each other, whatever. And that's just not the fact. I believe that all wars are perpetrated by the spirit of darkness. The devil is one who wants to kill, steal, and destroy. War is about killing, destroying. And that's what it's about. It's about taking land. Land is probably one of the greatest warfare issues there is, because the word says the meek shall inherit the earth. The devil does not want the meek, that's us, that's the righteous, to inherit the earth. He wants to rule. This is all he has. You understand? He's using mankind to try to obtain to some level of authority in the earth. He has none in his own. Only authority the enemy has is that what he takes from men, and we surrender to him. So he wants a domain to rule from. Second heaven or the hell realm is no ruling place. He wants a place that God loves, for God so loved the world. He wants that to rule from, his hatred toward God. And we are, if we're not careful, the vessels in which he flows through. And that is why the wars that are going to go on. And this is a season where God is warning us. It's going to be kingdom against kingdom, government against government. And we are in the kingdom of God, so we know we're going against the kingdom of darkness. But we have been equipped. A year of recovery he's coming into. You know, Chuck gave us warnings. I know he's mainly speaking to America in this interview, but I want you in the nations to recognize you're in the same battle. But he saw in his books and what he's talked about in the past, that by 2026, if we didn't turn as a nation in America, we would be like China, which is total government control, manipulation, you know, submission. And you know what the Chinese are doing, the government is, to the people, controlling their finances, controlling their movement, controlling their words, censoring everything. We're seeing the precursors of that now in the world. And I think if we're not careful, we'll see this worldwide. You guys in the nations are seeing, especially your South Africans, where the Chinese are invading your country through purchasing the earth, buying the resources, the minerals, the rights, the ports, where all our ships go. You understand? That's why we know this is a principality at work through the dragon spirit that's over that nation. Now, there are many wonderful saints there that are, thank God, they're interceding. But they need breakthrough. They need an awakening. They need their country back, their nation back. But this is our job. This is why we do this podcast, to be watchmen on the wall, to declare and decree. And we've talked about that many times. Just because you decree something doesn't mean it's going to happen. You want, but if you hear God and you decree something, it will happen. That's the beauty of watchmen over God's word. As I watch over it, I can have the assurance that I've heard from the Lord, or the other prophetic words are so accurate that we have the authority and the right to decree what he's saying in the moment, and then have the full expectation that God is going to fulfill what he said when he gave the prophetic unction in the first place. That's where we are. I think this is a very good input for us today through all that we shared this week and we have been sharing in the past. I want you to posture yourself to have an expectation for a year of recovery. Recovery of anything that you've lost in these last 2.5 years. I can go back further than that, but you know, he said 2019 was a marked time for all this, but I believe that this is a year of recovery. Recovery of hope, I think, is probably one of the greatest things we can have, and purpose. And let's believe that this awakening will awaken us to a place that we will begin to become triumphant over these kingdoms of darkness, and then also that our governments would become in alignment with the kingdom of heaven and not of darkness. So, Father, I pray right now for everybody listening on this podcast today, as we've heard Chuck share his word, we come into agreement with it. This is our year of recovery. This is a year of us being watchmen over the word. And we, Father, we thank you right now for anything that's been taken, that it be restored back and recovered back by those who want to walk in your ways and be your voice and be your warriors on the wall to see your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, as we move in this next season, we have this expectation of this great awakening. Well, amen and amen. Well, God bless you guys. Love you. Tomorrow is Supernatural Friday. Come and join us then. Well, thanks for listening this week. It's very important for me to know that you guys are partnering with us. It's been a great week. Take this word today, a moment of recovery. Listen to what God's saying. We're moving into the feast season. Listen to our podcast, our live streams this month as we talk about the feast in the coming days. May God bless you. Come back tomorrow for our Supernatural Friday.